This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Mikhail Gorbachev, 1931-2022. Departing not with a state funeral, despite the fact that he was the man who transformed the Soviet state into the Russian Federation. However, reflecting on Gorbachev and his significance then and now, I welcome George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. George, the fact is Mikhail Gorbachev now is seen as a figure of some controversy in Russia, has been for some time, because he ended the Soviet Empire. By chance, I was in the Soviet Empire in June and July of 1985. Gorbachev took over the presidium and the councils in March of 1985, his early months. And I was surprised, having been prepared by reading the Gulag and Solzhenitsyn and a little bitty schoolboy Russian that I had, I was surprised to see that Moscow and Petersburg were tattered and empty cities. I was surprised to see the only thing first rate I saw during my travels were the military vehicles and the military uniforms. Despite that, they were all in wool and there was a heat wave. Russia was no longer functioning as an empire or a state. It was still cursed by what you'd have to say is might be the poverty of the Second War. Gorbachev wanted to change that. Was he successful, George, or today he's derided as a failure? How so? Good evening to you, George.
Good evening. Well, one part that emerged from him, and it wasn't intended, was the oligarchs. He had a weak regime. His intention was to bring liberalism to a country that had never experienced liberalism. And what he missed, among most of the things, is he missed the fact that the process that was underway was privatization only in the sense that it got in the hands of an elite that later selected Putin and so on. So I think it's very important to understand that the intentions he had and the outcomes he had were very different. And his real charge against him is he never understood the difference.
The Soviet Union was weak. You write that at Geopolitical Futures. I could see it, and I was just a casual amateur wandering around. I could see the weakness. I could see the lack of confidence. I could see that the economics didn't make sense. You had to stand in line to get a ticket, to stand in line to make a purchase. It was odd, just odd. He saw that. Why couldn't he move effectively? Did the nation, everybody in Russia saw it. Why didn't they want to change?
It's complex to change. It's complex in how farmers farm, how food is distributed. Look at two things, okay? Russia was a great power. And East Germany and other areas broke away, and Russia was no longer a great power. It was no longer, it psychologically struck everybody. The Russian system didn't work well, but it fed people, it clothed people, and so on. To make a transition required more than goodwill. It regarded some real care. And he didn't provide that. He wanted to go too rapidly from one stage to another. And he also forgot, and this was his big, this is Russia. This is Russia. This is its traditions. This is how people think. And if you want to do that, it takes a generation. You can change it. And he just didn't grasp the idea that an intention is not the same thing as a policy and a success.
Through the 6 years that he was either general secretary or finally in the last months, so-called president of the Soviet Union, he had enemies. And the enemies were especially at state security, one of whom was Vladimir Putin at the time. But the other enemies of state security launched a coup that final summer of 1991. Was that the Russia we of the old days, or is that the Russia we have today, that coup against Gorbachev that certainly humiliated him and spelled the end of the whole enterprise?
Well, the coup failed, but it didn't bring him back to power. It brought Yeltsin. And I remember a picture of Yeltsin standing on top of a tank.
Right.
Evil. The point was that the coup originated by people who understood, even if they didn't necessarily want the old regime back, that this wasn't working. And Yeltsin came in and started rebuilding Russia in a kind of weak sense and took control. And the problem here was, this is Russia. This is how regimes change. And Gorbachev was unable to organize himself to prevent these. He may not have liked the intelligence service, but that's what ran Russia up to that point. He had the transit. No transit was available.
There was a cruelty to the end of the Soviet state. Eastern Europe is obviously part of the story now that is transforming all of Europe into security conscious and frightened right now about energy. But I want to speak to what I learned about happened in Baku when the Soviet state ended. They didn't even get a phone call. Suddenly their money was no good. Suddenly they didn't have any guidance whatsoever. Suddenly, just overnight. And I imagine that was the same for other parts of the Soviet Empire. It was a strange business telling me that no one was in charge, no one was planning. So had Gorbachev lost power, lost control long before that late December 91? Was he, in fact, just a figurehead for a long time, George?
I think he never took power. He got the office. The interesting thing about the story of Baku, which is in Azerbaijan, was that Haider Aliyev had been the head of the KGB.
Yes.
Haider Aliyev had been a member of the Politburo, and he left Russia after Gorbachev to create an independent Azerbaijan. He understood that any transition was probably going to be catastrophic, but that Gorbachev had no idea what he was doing.
Let's focus today on what Gorbachev, his last years were spent in despair. I know I've watched this story. It was often reported. He gave interviews. He was despairing of watching Vladimir Putin before Ukraine. This is the Vladimir Putin who, in early part of this century, said he wanted to work with the U.S. and then through transformation of, well, it'll take many books and 100 years to figure this part out, he became the Vladimir Putin of the Georgia fragmenting and of the threats of the Ukraine fragmenting and of the threats of nuclear weapons, that transformation. That is a Putin that was part of the apparatus that Gorbachev inherited. Did Gorbachev understand that Putin and his colleagues were there? Did he understand that they were a threat to the future?
Gorbachev knew they were there. He was on the Politburo. He was a senior member. He had no business not knowing. But he also couldn't grasp the fear the Russians had of foreign invasion. 27 million Russians died when the Germans came in. 27 million.
Right.
When you take a look at that, you understand a fear that the Russians have of the foreign attack. And what happened really when the question was, you know, what was going to happen in Georgia, for example. The Russians were afraid. They were afraid that this was an American move to conquer Russia. They didn't want to be conquered. This may have been a complete fantasy, but this was a national history of catastrophic visits past. And again, Gorbachev wanted to move away from this. He wanted to be a Western European power, not have this free. And he could not grasp that he was the head of Russia and had nightmares.
State security is a threat. You have an image in your essay, George, at Geopolitical Futures, of people in a stairwell. We know the apartment buildings are everywhere in Moscow. I can imagine anywhere in Moscow for this. And there's banging in the night. And the question is asked on the stairwell from one apartment to the other, who's that? And the answer is, it's the authorities. Of course, it was state police. Is that still practiced in Russia, that the authorities must be obeyed? Is there no change whatsoever after these 30 years since the end of the Soviet Union?
I think there has been. I've been back a few times. I know people in Russia. There is certainly a diversity of opinion possible, is certainly disagreement, but there is certain core elements that are not Putin's but are Russian's. Which is that when the United States dominated Ukraine, they were less than 300 miles from Moscow. This terrified them. So what happened is a much more diverse entity. There are great liberals there. There are those who still long for Stalin. It is a country that is divided, like all major countries are divided. And in the case of Putin, he actually speaks for a lot of Russians. And there is dissent, but he's a dominant figure.
Yeah, who is it? It's the authorities. George Friedman, he is the chairman and founder of Geopolitical Futures, observing Mikhail Gorbachev, 1931-2022. Now he belongs to the historians. We turn to the battle space next in Ukraine. I'm John Batchelor.